The state of Wisconsin is investigating the shooting death Friday of a 19-year-old African-American man who was killed by police in Madison. Tony Robinson was unarmed when he was shot by Officer Matt Kenny, and police say Kenny had been involved in a previous fatal shooting and that he had been cleared of any wrongdoing at the time. Robinson's death is just the latest in a string of killings by police of African-Americans, something we've heard a lot about recently. You may not have heard, though, about the three Mexican immigrants who have been killed by police in the U.S. in just the last month. Why not? Well, Enrique Acevedo has some thoughts on that. He's a Fusion contributor and the anchor of Univision's Late Edition. He joins us from Doral, Florida. Enrique, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, tell us first about these three deaths of Mexican immigrants in the U.S. and why they grabbed your attention.
Well, you know, I've been saying that there's no question all minorities are targeted, disproportionately targeted by police brutality. But undocumented immigrants in this case are even more affected because of the fact that they can't speak up against these injustices. And they can't speak up because of the deterrent, the fear of deportation and being separated from their families. So it's really a very tragic equation, I think.
You're saying that people would not protest in the way that they have following the shootings in Ferguson and Staten Island and Cleveland and other places because they are afraid that they will be deported if they do.
I think that's one of the main reasons why we haven't seen these mass protests and this public outrage behind the killings of these three undocumented immigrants in Pasco, Washington, in Grapevine, Texas, and also in Santa Ana, California. And I'll say it's a very tragic equation because without these public demonstrations, without the news coverage that brings, then you have no accountability, and it's disappointing to see that's going on.
Have the local communities in these places in California and Texas and Washington State, though, responded differently? We have heard on this program about the shooting in Pasco, Washington.
I think local communities, especially in Pasco, Texas, even local organizations, have tried to answer and tried to ask for transparency and accountability in the investigations of the death of Antonio Zambrano, who was shot 17 times by police while unarmed. But we haven't seen the presence of national organizations. We haven't seen the presence of Latino political leaders in Congress asking for this accountability. And I think, like I said, it's disappointing because we see people like, Senator Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or Bob Menendez not coming out with a statement or taking leadership to, stand behind the community and stand behind the families and the people affected by this tragedy.
But why do you think that is, that we haven't heard more from Latino political leaders?
I think that's an excellent question. Well, first of all, I think it's because they're not really aware of the situation, the realities of most undocumented immigrants in this country, especially in our senators. They're more worried about, I think, issues that have to do with their constituents in places like Florida, in Texas, or in New Jersey, but not really aware of what's going on in other parts of the country with undocumented immigrants. And also there's a disconnection, and I have to say this, there's a disconnection among Latinos also. It's not the same being a Cuban-American living in Florida legally than being a Mexican-American living in Santa Ana, California, or being from Dominican descent and living in Washington Heights in New York. These are very different realities, and I think we haven't done a good job, our leaders in Congress, also in the House of Representatives, not only in the Senate, of addressing, all the issues that affect our community as a whole and not just specific groups.
We did hear from Mexico's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which asked the Department of Justice to investigate these three deaths, although some people questioned why the Mexican Ministry of Foreign Affairs was looking at problems with police in this country rather than problems with police in Mexico. But what do you think will come of this this protest from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs from Mexico?
Well, this is not new. We've talked about this even here and here now about the killing of immigrants in the border by law enforcement, by the Border Patrol. And the Mexican Foreign Ministry has denounced that before and has asked for investigations in those cases, over 76 in the last decade. I think, as the Mexican diplomatic representation in the United States, they're obliged to try to provide legal and any sort of assistance to Mexican nationals here, especially in these cases where we haven't seen a transparent investigation. But like you say, there's also always questions about why are they more concerned about the well-being of Mexicans abroad than in their own country. But this is no argument not to have the Mexican Foreign Ministry act and try to get some answers from the federal government, because we haven't seen anyone, no Department of Justice investigation or inquiry about what's going on like we saw in Ferguson or in other cases. So I think the Mexican government is trying to get Washington to react to this on a federal level, and that's why they came out condemning these acts.
Enrique Acevedo, Fusion contributor and the anchor of Univision's Late Edition. You can read his piece from Fusion at our website, hereandnow.org. Enrique, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ernie.